Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on carbon tamid and the carbon musaf, based on the Ben Melech Vagon Rebbe Leibel of Mintzberg Zatzal. And we saw in the previous shiur the fundamental difference between the musaf of Shabbos, which is this is Tosefis, which is this an additional carbon to the Tamid. It's not in its own category. It's just adding on to the Tamid, an additional carbon. And it's because Shabbos, the uniqueness of Shabbos is that it's after 6 days of work. It's part of that framework. After 6 days of work, you have this day. That's Shabbos. Whereas when it comes, so it's not the day, you're not bringing the carbon because of the day itself or because of the Kedusha Sayyam. But rather, after 6 days of work, you have this day of Shabbos, and that's what obligates you in this carbon. We were marich, it was quite a long shir. Explain that idea. And Hashem came the moadim, there it's the din in the day. It's a special day, and that's why you bring in the carbon. And that's the fundamental difference between the musaf of Shabbos and the musaf of the Yom Tovim. מצד אחר, יש שוני עקרוני בין מוספי שבת ומוספי ראש חודש, גם יחד. ובין מוספיהם של המועדים. There is a fundamental difference between the Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, and the Musaf and the Moadim. In the previous year we classified Shabbos alone, and then the other Musafim, Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim together. On the other hand, there is a difference between the Musafi Shabbos and the Musafi Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to the Musafim of the Moadim, Shabbat Musafei Shabbat v'Rosh Chodesh, Nemar v'hem al olat ha-tamid, Perush, Shehamusafim, v'hem v'im, Kosafa al korban tamid ha-karev lehem, u'v'musafei ha-moadim, Nemar milvad olat ha-tamid. Again, by Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh, it says al olat ha-tamid. It's a hisafa on the korban tamid. In addition, in the Musafei Moadim says Milvad Olas HaTamid, besides the Olas HaTamid, which means that besides the carbon tamid, that Hakarev Behem, Mitzad Chovat Hayom, Hakvua Litzmidim, Yesh Behem Chovat Yom Miyuchedet, Nefredet Michovat HaTamid, the Korban Ola Miyuchad LeMusaf. So you have the carbon tamid. It's kavua for tamidim. And then we have the special chayvas hayom, separate from the chayvas atamid, for the carbon oil that's miyuchad for musaf. So that is the milvad, besides. It's not just adding on, it's besides. And the gather of this difference is that musafei Shabbos Rosh Chodesh become mitzad etzem chayvas hayom letamidim. Klomar, shebishabbat uvarosh chodesh etzem chovet hayom letamidim. So when it comes to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the very obligation of the day to bring the Tamid comes with an addition. Just on Shabbos, the addition is an expansion of the carbon Tamid itself. And on Rosh Chodesh, the addition is a special carbon oil. But even as a special carbon oil, it is a Tosefes on the carbon tamid. So both of them come as Tosefes and the carbon tamid. Shabbos, it's a Harchava and a Hagdola of the carbon tamid. And on Rosh Chodesh, it's a special carbon oila. But even as a special carbon oila, it still relates, it's still a Tosefes on top of the carbon tamid, there is a special oila that's brought. And Shabbos together is that it's an expansion of the tamid. Yichudo shel yom zeh kirosh chodesh, since there's a special day of Rosh Chodesh, that causes a chiyuv to add on to the tamid another carbon ola. V'gam tamid v'gam musaf ba'im chova b'shabbat v'rosh chodesh al etzem ha'yom ki yom b'lo korban tamid atzmo. If on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos there was no carbon tamid, there'd be no chovas musaf. But the Musafim of the Moedim are an additional chov and milvad the chov and the etzim hayom. So Lu Yitzri, there wouldn't be a tumah, there'd still be a Musaf. Because the chov and milvad, an additional carbon for the day, and not merely building on the tumah. ואין הכוונה שבשבת וראש חודש, אם לא הקריבו קורבן תמיד, מאיזה סיבה שהיא, אין מקריבים בהם קורבן מוסף. שכיוון שבאמת יש בהם חובה לקורבן תמיד, הרי גם אם, מאיזו סיבה שהיא, לא הקריבו קורבן תמיד, אין זה מעכב את המוספים. שגם בחי גוונה, אפשר לחשב קורבן המוסף. It's not pshat, that if you don't bring the korban tamid, then on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to bring the korban musaf. But rather, the gedder of the choiv of the korban musaf is a built on the korban tamid. The musafei ha-moedim, it's not pshat that the musaf is a completely different choiv that has nothing to do with the tamid. Bevadai, gam behem korban musaf chovat ha-yomim u'inyan mitzvat u'chovat ha-tamidim l'chol yom. You have a choiv as tamid every day, and also on Yom Tov you have an additional, you have a choiv as musaf. Just like the Torah was koveya, choyvas yom, the korban tamid l'chol yom, al etzim hayom, the Torah was also koveya, choyvas moed miyuchedet, v'yamim shenikbu liyot muadim. Ro, shem kshurim. However, because they're both coming for the day, the mutzaf and the tamid. Pshat is that there's no korban she'en, korban moed miyuchad ba'azeh, Ba'al ha-tamid atzmo. Ela korban nefrad hu ha-ba milvado. It's a different, it's milvad. It's not on top of the tamid. It's besides it, but they're both based on the chovetz hayom. The explanation is that there's a chilek between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim bezikat yichud ha-chashivut ve-ma'ala shel hayom. El atzmo shel hayom ki yom. There's a fundamental difference in Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim in the connection of the uniqueness and the heightened value of the day to the day as a day. That on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, their maila and their chashivus is in their etzem status as a day. This day, the day of Shabbos, day of Rosh Chodesh, are special days. The day of Shabbos Be'etzim is a special day. The day of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Be'etzim is a special day. B'moadim, ikar ha-ma'ala v'ha-chashivut, eino be'etzim ha-yom, ki yom, ela tosefet nefredet hu la-yom. Ma pirush? Sh'yom ha-shabbat pashut sh'malato v'chashivu be'etzim ha-yom, sh'be'etzim ma'oto shel ha-yom, יום השבת הוא חשוב ונעלה השאר ימים. הוא כמו כן ראש חודש. גדר ייחודו תוספת חשיבותי בעצמו של יום. שכן כל עיקר מעלתו וחשיבותו, אינו אלא בזה שבמניין ימי החודש הוא הראשון. והרי היות יום זה, יום ראשון, ימי החודש, אינו דבר נפרד מעצמו של יום. So it's part and ראש חודש is part and parcel of this day. It's the first day of the month. That's its definition. That's its intrinsic value. And therefore, as the first day of the month, it's inherently valuable. So to Shabbos, now it's elevated over all the other days. Shabbos as Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh is a day, and part and parcel of that day is its being the first day of the month, which makes it special. So on these days, where the day itself is inherently an important day, comes the Korban Musaf on the Tamid. Because the Korban Tamid is on the day itself. And this special Musaf is for the day itself, on top of what we bring the Tamid for the day itself, we also bring the Musaf building on the Talmud. As b'Shabbat, that the etzem who say omus choshev and ale, the mutzif is a harchov and hagdol of the Talmud. Rosh Chodesh, the mutzif is a carbon oila in addition to the Talmud. It's not an expansion of the Talmud. It's an addition to the Talmud. But in both cases, it's building on the Talmud. Al olat ha-tamid, it says by Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh ba musaf ke korban olam yuchad nosaf al ha-tamid, al tosefet ha-chashivut sheyesh bom ze kiyom. Since it's the first day, that special chashivut, it's the first day of the month. Memela, you bring this carbon. Al olat ha-tamid. But mo'adim, it's not like that. There, the ikar mailen chashivus is not behem, be'etzem, geder hayom, ki yom, sheyeudo shel yom, misuyam, ומועדו הקבוע השנה לעניין מסוים, שזהו ייחוד מעלתם וחשיבותם של המועדים, אינו מעצם גדרו כיום, ואף אינו הוספה על עצם גדרו כיום. שאפילו שגדר קביעת זמן המועד הוא ביום מסוים קבוע בשנה, דהיינו ביום מסוים בחודש מסוים בשנה, כמו ראש חודש, אבל עצם אותו יום פלוני מסוים זה גרידה, עדיין אין בזה כדי ליחתו משאר ימות השנה להיות יום מיוחד. אז שאותו יום פלוני מסוים זה גורמת ליודו לעניין מועד. הוא אמר לקבוע בו את המועד. In other words, the day itself of Shabbos בעצם has חשיבות. The day itself of Rosh Chodesh has חשיבות בעצם. The day as that day, qua that day. But the 15th of Nisan, for example, there's nothing special about it. As the 15th of Nisan. But because it's the 15th of Nisan, therefore, it is now going to be set aside for the Moed, to be Koveh the Moed. And that's the Yom Moed. That's what makes it special from the other days. And that's why we bring Chovas Musaf. That's why we have a Chovas Musaf. In other words, the fact that Tes Zayin Nisan is Tes Zayin Nisan doesn't make it special. The fact that Rosh Chodesh Rosh Chodesh makes it special, first day of the month. Like Shabbos, Shabbos makes it special. But not Tes Vav Nisan. Not Tesvav Nisan as Tesvav Nisan as a day. Eli Yehudo shel Yom Zeh liyot Moed Chag HaMatzot Hu HaMiyachado Mikol Yemot HaShana. Because this day has a certain purpose, i.e. that it's Chag HaMatzos, that's what makes, that's what brings the Mutzif. It's the Chag HaMatzos. It's not the Tesvav Nisan as a day. The Tesvav Nisan is Chag HaMatzos. The Musaf is brought out Chag HaMatzos, not Tesvav Nisan. And therefore, the Musaf is something else. It's different than the day. It's different than the Talmud. Mashen Kein Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, where it's the Chashivas of the Etzem Hayom. The Yichudo Zeh no Safal Etzem Gidro Kayom. אלא הוספה נפרדת היא לו, שמלבד היותו יום, נתווסף בו ייעוד לעניין מסוים, בהוספת ייעוד זו, מיחדתו, משאר ימים להיות מועד. Because it has a purpose, that purpose makes it a moed, and the moed is what obligates us in the Musaf. So מלבד, the חויבס התמיד, is also the Musaf מצד המועד. The חויבס התמיד is מצד היום, and the Chovas HaMusaf is mitzad the Moed. Milvad olat ha-tamid. Aval men ha-ktuvim mitba'er she'ein ha-geder b'zeh she'ha-musaf b'moedim hu rak chovah la-moed hu ba rak ki korban nifrad milvad ha-tamid v'lo she'ach b'em chovat musaf ha-yom atzmo l'avo al ha-tamid el ha-geder hu שבמועדים יש יתרון מעלה למוסף, שהוא בא גם כחובת מועד נפרדת מלבד התמיד. אבל באמת שייך בהם חובת מוסף גם על היום עצמו. והמוסף בהם גם על התמיד. שבמוסף של חג המצות נאמר לשון מלבד, רק במוספו של יום הראשון. מלבד עולת הבוקר של עולת התמיד תעשו את אלה. אבל אחר כך כתוב, כאלה תעשו ליום שבעת ימים וכולי על עולת התמיד. דענו שהמוסף של יום הראשון בא גם מלבד התמיד וגם עליו. שרי שבעת ימים שפסוק השני כלול גם היום הראשון. אבל בשאר ימי הפסח אין מוסף בא קורבן מפרד מלבד התמיד, אבל בא רק קורבן על התמיד. סמרדיק. And you see that the Musaf and the Moedim is not only a korban nifrad milvad, it's also al. In the Musaf of Sukkot and of Pesach, it says a lashon of milvad only on the first day. Milvad olas tabok asher olas tamid tasu aseila. But then vayter it says keel tasu yam shivas yamim al olas tamid. 7 days it's al olas tamid, and the first day it's milvad. So it's all 7 days, it's also a Tosefes on the Olas HaTamid. Just on the first day, it's Mashu Nifrad. Because that's the special day, the most special day of Pesach, is the first day, and that's the Milvad. That's why besides the Olas HaTamid, you're also bringing the Musaf. Because this day, you're not bringing it out to the day itself. Again, you're bringing it out to the Moed. The day creates the Moed, and then you're bringing the Korban Mitzvah to the Moed. But the other days of Pesach, it's not Milvad, it's only Al. And in this way, Pesach is different than Sukkot. Because on Sukkot, it says Milvad all 7 days. Isn't that interesting? How much we don't notice these things? So, why Sukkot Milvad all 7 days and Pesach only Milvad on the first day? It's Nerakach. שבאמת בכל המועדים בא המוסף בשני גדרים. גם כחובת מועד נפרדת מלבד התמיד, וגם כקורבן הבא עליו. And all the מועדים, the מוסף has two גדרים. It's a חובס מועד, separate חובס מועד besides the תמיד. And it's also a carbon that comes on the Tamid. Except for the last 6 days of Pesach, where the Musaf only comes al HaTamid. And not Milvad. Just Bishara Moedim, the Torah doesn't say a lashon of al. Because Adarav, the Pasuk is coming to emphasize the uniqueness of the Musaf, which comes also as a carbon nifrad, Milvad HaTamid. But on Pesach, it has to say Al, because the 6 last days where the Musaf comes are only Al. In other words, in the other Moedim, it says Milvad, because it's saying what's unique about it. It's completely separate. It's Milvad the Tamid, but it's also Al. It's just saying the Milvad, because that's more Chashev. That makes it more Chashev. Pesach, you have to write Al on the last 6 days, because there it's telling you it's coming only Al. As opposed to all the other Moedim, where it's coming, in addition to being Al, it's also Milvad. There's nothing on top of the Musaf, it's also besides. Separate, completely separate. You know, again, they're both related to the day, but as we explained, the Musaf is not being brought out to the day, it's being brought because the day was made into a Moed. And because of the Moed, you're bringing the carbon. Musaf. So that's the difference. And generally, it's Milvad and Al, but it only says Milvad because Milvad is the Chashivus on Pesach. It says Al to show you the last 6 days is only Al. So we have to explain this. It's Nerakach. Ikar ma'alat ha-mo'adim v'chashivutam eino behem be'etzem geder ha-yom ki yom. U'kumo she-bi'arnu she-yehudo shel yom mesuyam במועד קבוע בשנה, לעניין מסוים, אינו מעצם גדרו כיום, אלא הוספה נפרדת היא לו. בכל מקום, לאחר שנקבע היום, לעניינו להיות מועד, הרי זה חוזר לקבוע תוספת חשיבות ומעלה גם על עצם היום כיום פלוני מסוים. So the Iker Shel Dover, the Iker Mile of the Moadim and their Chashivus, is not in their very definition of a day as a day. As we explain that the Yehud of a day, of a specific day, and the calendar, as a Moed, is not part of its very definition as a day. In addition to being Tesvav Nisan, it's also Pesach. But after we're Koveya the day to be a Moed, so now, what they call in Kabbalah, the Ora Choyzer, now the light shines back on the day. And now the Etzem Hayom as Chashiv is Kiyom Ploni Mesuyam, Shenikba Liyot Hayom Shemoed Yachubo. Umeata Nevchan HaMoed, במעלה ובחשיבות, בשני פנים, גם כמועד וגם כיום פלוני מסוים, יום שיש בו מועד. So now it's got both. It started off, it was just a day. But in this day, something amazing happened. And because of that, it's a moed. So now the chashivus of the day is the moed. But now the Moed shines its light back on the day, and the day also has Chashivas. And that makes it a Movad mitzad the Moed, and an Al mitzad the Etzem day. And therefore it's building on the Tumit. That's the Al. Givaldik. Aval inyan ze, yesh chiluk bein kol ha-Moedim, lebein sheshet yimei Pesach ha-Achronim. Shekol shar ha-Moedim, hem Moedim mitzad atzmam. Aval sheshet yimei ha-Pesach ha-Achronim, אינם ימי מועד וחג מצד עצמם, אלא כהמשכו של היום הראשון. ששונה גדרם של ששת ימי הפסח האחרונים ביחס ליום הראשון, מגדרם של ימי הסוכות בזה. So here you have the difference between the last 6 days of Pesach and the other מועדים. All the other מועדים are מועדים מצד עצמם. But the last 6 days of Pesach are not Yemei Moed V'chag Mitzad Atzma. But rather, they're just a Hemshech of the first day. There's a different gather of the 6 days of Pesach in relationship to the first day than the gather of the other 6 days of Sukkot. Because on Pesach, it says in Parashas Pinchas, U'v'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh hazeh chag. Shevat yamim matzot yachel. U'v'chag ha-matzot ne'amar, U'v'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i, So on Pesach it says, and on the 15th day of the month, it'll be a holiday. 7 days, eat matzahs. The 15th of the month, it'll be a holiday. 7 days, eat matzahs. On Sukkot it says, and on the 15th day of the 7th month, you should celebrate a holiday to God for 7 days. Wow, it's a difference. Parashas Emor says, "U'v'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh hazeh chag ha-matzot l'Hashem, shivat yamim matzot tochelu." Here, on the 15th, it's Pesach. Eat matzahs for 7 days. And on Sukkot, it says differently. "U'v'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh hashvi hazeh chag ha-sukot shivat yamim l'Hashem." And on the 15th, is Sukkot. For 7 days. Ach, b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha-shvi, v'osbechem etuat eretz, techogu et chag ha-shem shivat yamim. Just on the 15th of the month, when you gather in the crop of the land, you should celebrate a holiday for God for 7 days. So you see clearly from the psukim that Pesach is primarily on the first day, and the other days are just for eating matzahs. That's what it says, b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha-chag, Pesach is on the 15th. Shivat Yamim Matzos Yachel. And for 7 days you should eat matzos. So really the holiday is the first day. And then the other days are for eating matzos. So another, of course it's also Pesach. But primarily it's on the first day. Whereas on Pesach, on Sukkot, the Shoneh. On Sukkot, all 7 days are Sukkot. Because the the geder is that matzis is a chag because of Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. When did Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim happen? The 15th. And the other days where there was no Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim are not a chag independently, but rather just a hamshech, a continuation of the first day. And all 7 days of Pesach are a yom arichta of the first day. Ma'ashenkeim chag asukis, that the kviyus of chamishos yom lechodesh is not because of an event that happened on this day. It's just the beginning of the 7 days of Sukkis. The Torah was kaveh, for whatever reason, the chag should be on the 15th of Siva, of Tishrei. And it lasts for 7 days, and it starts on the 15th. It's not pshat the first days of the Ikar and the rest days, just follow it. All 7 days are the same, have the same status. Unbelievable. ונראה שזהו גם הגדר, מה שכתוב בגמרא, שבכל מועד פסח אין יחיד גומר את הלל דאין חוקים ואין יחיד חלוקים קורבנותיהם. בכל מועד סוכות היחיד גומר את הלל דאין חלוקים קורבנותיהם. We all know, מסכת ערכים, 10b, ובכל מועד פסח, היחיד doesn't finish הלל. You only say חצי הלל. Why? Because they don't have different קורבנות. ובכל מועד סוכס, say the whole hallel, because they have different karbanos. Because on Pesach, that there are no separate karbanos, is because they are not Yimei Chag Mitzad Atzma. They're just tuffel to the first day. Like the Lashon of the Shita Mukubetzis in Brachos 14a, that Yimei Chol Amoed Pesach and Achalukim Atzman, V'nigrarim Achal Yom Rishon. They're just drawn after the first day. Therefore, they don't, doesn't get its own hallel. No hallel shalom in the rest of Pesach. Only on the first day, which is the Ikar day. Whereas in Chol Hamoed Sukkis, there's a chiluk karbanos. Why? Because each day, the different karbanos, because each day is not independently important. Kolashon Rashi, B'taynis, Chofches Amud Beis, Divar Amas Chil Yochid, D'chag HaSukkis Choluk B'korbanosov, V'kol Echod V'Echod G'chag B'fnei Atzmoy Domi. At Sukkis, each day has a different karban. And each day is a chag b'fnei atzma. V'cheinu b'toisviz sham, shebesukot kol yoma v'yoma ve'yom tov le'atzma. Every day is yom tov le'atzma. And therefore, you have to say the full hal every day and you bring different karbanos every day. So that's the explanation in the gedur l'chilik between the musafim of the other moadim and the musafei pesach. The other moadim, including this is the 7th day of Sukkot, is the two. It has two gedarim in the moadim. It has the Yom Kimoed and also Kiyom Ploni, that it shines back in the Yom Ploni. So therefore, it's Milvad. And it's also Al. Whereas Pesach, no. Pesach on the first day is Milvad and Al. That's the Ikar day. And the other days are only Al. Because they don't have the Chashivas of Emoed, they're just Nigwar after the first day. And there was no full Hallel, and there was only Al the Tamid. But it's not a Mulvad, it doesn't have that independent Chashivas like the first day does. So it does have the Tosevas Chashivas of Yom Ploni Shemoed Cholba. It doesn't have the same Tosevas Chashivas as Emoed. That gives you a Mulvad. It's a higher level. But it's still a day on which a moed is chal. Because Pesach is all 7 days. So it's a lower level of chashivas, but it still has chashivas. Of the day is a day, and therefore it's al. But it's only a nigra, it's only drawn after Al Tzmoed, it's only drawn after the first day. Therefore it doesn't get a Mulvad. It only has, the first day has the light of the day as a Moed and the independent value of the day that shines back onto the day after it's a Moed. But this last 6 days only get the day as a day, the Alo Lassatamid, but not independently as a Moed, unlike Sukkis. So, l'sakem et ha-dvarim. ביום השבת שיש בו מעלה וחשיבות בעצם מאותו של יום, לעומת ימות אחר שבת, זה חשיבות in contrast to the days of the week. So we're magdil, we're marchiv the tomid. Al oilas ha tomid. Rishchodesh, as the first day of the month, the day is an inherently valuable day. As the first day, the day itself. So therefore, there's a special tzivui, al oilas ha tomid. I'm bringing the musaf al oilas ha tomid. But it still connects to the Tamid, which is about the day, relates to the day itself. Moedim, besides their etzem geder kiyom, the fact that there's a moed, zot omeret yiudam b'moedim akvuim lehem b'shana, the fact that they're set aside as moedim, that gives them their chashivas. And therefore it's movad, besides the fact that it's a day, it's that it's a moed. It just happens to fall out on this day. But the ikar is that it's a moed, that gives it a movad. The movad includes the al, because that shines back onto the day. Except for the last 6 days of Sukkot, that only get an al, because they don't have the same chashivas as a moed, only as a day on which a moed is chal. But that's the chashivas of the day, and not the chashivas of the moed. Kfi shehachavnu. And we still would like to go back to that Shagas Arya that we saw in the previous shir. And we are just flying, Marav Rabbi Isai. So I ask you to please stay tuned for more Nifla'ot Rabot Gdolot V'atzumot Mitorat Hashem B'li Neder. Yiratzon Shashem Yiten Lanu T'Koach V'Tamoach V'Tzimchat HaChaim Et Kol Ma Shetzarich Kedei Lo'Avdo Be'emet U'B'Simcha U'B'Tuv Levav. Toda Rabba Rabba Shekshavtem. Shalom Shalom.